The mighty Steph, I believe, is on stage in Dublin at the Button Factory. That's how it sounds to me. Yeah, sounds like a full house and the mighty Steph.
Have a great night. It's our Cowboys, yeah? The mighty Steph! Yes, sir, watch out for that boy, he's coming. The mighty Steph. Now, folks, to quiet me down a little bit, we have a man here who's just come back from singing for the Queen. From the Chieftains, a great man, Mr. Kevin Kenneff.
That the 60th birthday for Dylan was the last time they got together, and that night was organised by a man who sadly died 6 months ago or thereabouts, Larry Roddy. And I'd like to honour Larry with this song because in the days before he died, Pete, myself and Frank Murray went to visit him, and he had already started organising this night. And he asked Pete, he told Pete it had to be done for Dylan's 70th. He ordered him to make sure this night happened. And Larry, who is a great friend of mine, a great hill walker, bird watcher, sports fan, and a great man with the music, he brought music of all sorts to all corners of Ireland, and he sadly missed. This song he asked me to sing at his funeral. It's from Dylan's The World Gone Wrong. It's The Lone Pilgrim.
I came to the place where the lone pilgrim lays, and pensively stood by his tomb, when in a low whisper I heard something say, how sweetly I sleep here alone. The tempest may howl and the loud thunder roar, the gathering storm may arise, but calm are my feelings, at rest is my soul. The tears are all wiped from my eyes. The call of my master compelled me from home. No kindred or relative nigh, I met the contagion and sank to the tomb. But now my soul o'er wild mountains flies. Go tell my companions and children most dear to weep not for me, now I'm gone. The same hand that led me through scenes most severe has kindly assisted me home. The same hand that led me through scenes most severe has kindly assisted
Thank you.
Live from the Button Factory in Dublin, Kevin Kniff there of the Chieftains with the Lone Pilgrim, which I believe Bob Dylan learned from a Doc Watson record, but it was sung there with the great Larry Roddy in mind. A wonderful promoter, great lover of music. And one of the great things about Larry Roddy was that he only ever promoted acts he loved. We're going back now to the Button Factory. 1, 2.
Thanks to Mr. Kevin Kniff and our old buddy Larry Roddy. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a wonderful woman. You might remember her with Auto Da Fé or the Woods Band. Miss Gay Woods.
Thank you.
Live from the Button Factory in Dublin, salute him when his birthday comes. A celebration of Bob Dylan's music on his 70th birthday. They're all there tonight. We already heard Kevin Kenneff there sing The Lone Pilgrim. And that, of course, was Gay Woods with Lay, Lady Lay. On the guest list there tonight is Gavin Glass, Philip Donnelly, Liam O'Mwane Lee. The Flat Cowboys, of course, are the house band for tonight. Lisa Hannigan is down to sing as well. Hopefully we'll get back there for that.
Thank you, folks. We're not going to do too many speeches about Bob Dylan. We're going to let the music do the talking. And we'd like to introduce now to you a fantastic woman. She's been singing in Ireland with many people, Ronnie Drew. Lately she's been singing with Frankie. Would you put your hands together for Miss Eleanor Shanley?
Recorded with the late and very brilliant Ronnie Drew, and we had two albums after that and 12 great years of touring. So I'll do this song to say happy birthday, Bob, and in memory of the brilliant Ronnie Drew.
From the place where I'll be landing,
there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be holding. Just carry yourself back to me, I'm spoiled. From across that lonesome ocean,
I thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, maybe from the mountains of Madrid, or from the coast of Barcelona. And it's only that I'm asking, is there something I can send you to remember me by, but to make your time more easy passing? I sent a letter on a lonesome day. It was from my ship a-sailing. Said I don't know when I'll be coming back. back again. Depends on how I'm feeling.
If you, my love, must think that way, I'm sure your mind is roving. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but on the country where you're going, take heed, take heed of the world.
Take heed of the stormy weather,
and yes, there is something you can send back to me.
Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eleanor Shandy.
Yeah, thank you, Eleanor. Eleanor Shandy there with, I think, I'm pretty sure that was Frankie Lane there with the Flack Cowboys and Boots of Spanish Leather, a song, of course, by Bob Dylan. We're celebrating his 70th birthday here today, as they are at the Button Factory in Dublin tonight. Going straight back now to our live concert at the Button Factory in Dublin, where a man who shook hands with Barack Obama and indeed sang for him during the week is now about to tackle Bob Dylan's Tangle Up in Blue. It's Monday.
First men, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Stayed up on the docks that night for the drink it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. Hit up on my shoulder, we meet again someday. I got a job in the Great North Wood. I was working as a cooper spell, but I never did like it all that much. And one day the axes fell. So I drifted on to New Orleans, where I was looking for to be employed. For a while in a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. All that while I was alone, my past was close behind. Well, I met a lot of beautiful women, and she never escaped my mind, and it just grew. Working in a topless place, stopped in for a beer. I kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. I laid around when the crowd came down, I just about to do the same. Standing there, back of my chair, says, tell me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She started to lunge at my face. I must admit I felt a little uneasy when she let down the driving laces of my shoes. Tangled up in blue.
She lit a burner on the stove and she offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said. You look like the silent type. She opened up a book of poems and she handed it to me, written by some Italian poet from the 15th century. And every one of them words rang through, they flowed like burning coals, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you,
in a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafe that night, a revolution in the air. But he started hanging
of died. She had to sell everything she owned, and she froze up inside. Finally the bottle fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on. Back again, I gotta get to her somehow. All the people I used to know are an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know what they're doing now or what they make of their lives. Well, me, I'm still on the road, headed for another joint. Me always did seem to say I just saw it from a different point.
Monday there, live from the stage of the Button Factory. We're celebrating the 70th birthday of Bob Dylan. The text number here in the studio is 51551. 51551 from anywhere in the Republic of Ireland. From Northern Ireland, you can text the word studio, followed by your message, and send that to 80889. And the texts are coming in there already. Joe says, happy birthday, Bob Dylan. Stay forever young and keep that slow train coming. We're going to stay with the Button Factory and the celebration that's going on there tonight.
It doesn't seem like 10 years since we did this before, and it's great to see the Flak Cowboys back in the saddle. Do you remember these things? Vinyl. They're really handy. You could be listening to the record and poring over the lyrics. Like on this one, Dylan has a nice set of lyrics, little story sort, and you could do other things on it. You could be composing torpedoes and unfurling bamboozlers, but enough of that. Back to the starting point, the kickoff. Hebrew letters on the wall, Victor Hugo's house in Paris, NYC in early autumn, leaves flying in the park, the clock strikes 8, bong. I dropped a double brandy and tried to recall the events. Beer halls and pinballs, polka bands, barbed wire and thrashing clowns, objects, headwinds and snowstorms, family outings with strangers, furious gals with garters and smeared lips on bar stools that stank from sweating pussy, doing the hula, perfect, priests in overalls, glassy-eyed, insomnia, space guys off duty with big dicks and ducktails all wired up, and voting for Eisenhower, waving flags and jumping off of fire engines, getting killed on motorcycles, whatever. We sensed each other beneath the mask, pitched a tent in the street, and joined the travelling circus. Love at first sight. History became a lie. The sideshow took over. What a sight. The threshold of the modern bomb, temples of the Pawnee, the cowboy saint, Arapaho, snapshots of Apache poets searching through the ruins for a glimpse of Buddha. I lit out for parts unknown, found Jacob's ladder up against my adobe wall, and bought a serpent from a passing angel. Yeah, the old days are gone forever, and the new ones ain't far behind. The laughter is fading away, echoes of a star, of energy vampires in the gone world going wild, drinking the blood of innocent people, innocent lambs, the wretched of the earth, my brothers of the flood,
cities of the flesh. Milwaukee, Ann Arbor, Chicago, Bismarck, South Dakota, Duluth. Duluth, where Baudelaire lived and Goya cashed in his chips, where Joshua brought the house down. From there it was straight up. A little jolt of Mexico and some good luck. A little power over the grave. Some more brandy and the teeth of a lion and a compass. Bob Dylan. Well, you had Monday on last, and this band plays every Thursday in Cabinets in Stony Batter. Great band too. You know, we've lost some great Irish guitarists over the years, especially recently, Jimmy Faulkner, Gary Moore, and others, Rory Gallagher going back. But there's still some world famous and world class guitarists in this country. And we've got a pile of them here for you tonight, for throughout the night. And one of them is in this next band, Mr. Ed Dean. And if you're as young as me, you might remember Ed in the Woods Band and in the Frankie Miller Band. He even played with Dana Gillespie, an old flame of Bob Dylan. We also have John Querney on bass. We have Trevor Knight on keyboards. And on drums, the man who was once famously described as the Buddha of the hi-hat, Mr. Nullig Bridgman. Left, right and centre.
One more, the Buddha of the hi-hat. Great. We're going to do a little song called Down Along the Cove.
Just like to say, this set is dedicated to Larry Ruddy. So this next song might be about Edie Sedgwick when she was slumming it. One, two. But it starts off with the lines, "Once upon a time." Bombs are down in your prime now. Didn't you? People called saving, where God, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all just kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was. Talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown, just like a rolling stone. Went to the finest schools, Miss Lonely, but you know you only ever got Houston in. Nobody taught you how to live on the street. Now you find you're gonna have to get used to it. You said you never compromise with the mystery triumph. Now you realize selling any alibi. Are you staring to the
from the Button Factory in Dublin, the sound there of Left, Right and Centre, featuring Ed Dean, who Marcus Connaughton tells me actually once upon a time played with Pete Cummins, who's one of the Faratees there tonight, when they played together in Granny's Intentions. And you've John Quirney there on bass, Trevor Knight on keyboards and Nolly Bridgman on drums. It's a real who's who of rockers in Dublin. We're going straight back now to the Button Factory in Dublin. We've just heard Left, Right and Centre. And on the line up there tonight, Gavin Glass, Philip Donnelly, Liam O'Wainley and more. Let's see what's happening.
You must leave now. Take what you need. Your plan will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. You understand your offer when it's gone. He's crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is sands. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. Your empty-handed painter from the streets. He's drawing crazy patterns on your sheet. Sky too is folding over you. Hey, it's all over now, baby blue. A lover who has just walked through the door. He has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet's too folding over you.
Live and direct on RTE Radio 1 from the Button Factory. It's Pete Cummins of the Flag Cowboys, Jack Lynch, they're all there tonight. We just heard Left, Right and Centre, and that was Nolly Bridgman, the drummer, on vocals for It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. Thank you for your text. It seems to be universal praise for Bob Dylan and for the gig going on there tonight at the Button Factory. We're going to go right back there now. Kieran Hart is there. He's emailed us. He's enjoying the music. We also have Garrod inquiring about Chris Smithers' version of Desolation Row. That's a song we featured on the show here on a a fairly regular basis, and we will play it again, but not tonight. Eugene there in Clondalkin. Mary in the Tay says, Bob Dylan still makes the hair stand up in my neck after 34 years. And also in praise of Monday's performance earlier on, geez, John, that version of Tangle Up in Blue was better than the original, says Lucien. Happy 70th birthday, Bob, and many happy returns. Enjoying his music tonight, John. You'll have to play his version of To Ramona one of the days. Thanks to Jacinta in Wexford. Timmy there in Leixlip as well, also echoing those sentiments, enjoying the songs, and there's a lot more coming. It's The Creedon Show, RT Radio 1. And salute him when his birthday comes. The title of a celebration concert going on right now, as you can hear, at the Button Factory in Dublin.
One, two, one, two. Post saying this land is condemned all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. I traveled through East Texas where many martyrs fell, but I know no one can sing the blues like Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tent. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Them charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers with, but I know no one can sing the blues like Willie McTell. See them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whip, smell that sweet magnolia blooming, see the ghosts of slavery ships. Well, I hear them tribes a moaning, I can hear the undertaker's bell, but I know no one can sing the blues like blind women make tell. There's a woman by the river, she's with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a train gang on the highway, can hear them rebels, yeah. But I know no one can sing the blues like Willie McTell. Well, God is in his heaven, and we all want what's his. But power and greed and corruptible seed seem to be all that there is. I'm gazing out the doorway of the St. James Hotel, but I know no one can sing the blues like Willie McTell. But I know no one can sing the blues like Willie McTell.
The Flower Cowboys, live on the Creedon Show there from the Button Factory in Dublin with Blind Willie McTell. Incidentally, the man who wrote the book Hand Me Down My Travelling Shoes, Michael Gray, the man who wrote that book, The Story of Blind Willie McTell, will in fact be here on RT Radio 1 tonight reading from his Dylan encyclopedias. That's here on Radio 1 in the Book on One slot just after 11 o'clock. And also, I should mention that Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour goes out live from 10 o'clock onwards. But we're staying with the Button Factory for the time being. Is she on? You're on. And this, I expect, is Siobhan O'Brien, who's singing with the Flowers tonight. Our text number, by the way, is 51551. And thanks so much for all those texts that have been coming in, and they're in Cork. A lot of people talking about going to see Bob perform live at the Marquee. How about a nod to Dylan in the movies? Yes, well, of course, Bob Dylan is an actor. He's a painter, singer, songwriter, and all the works. Someone else, a fan of Sinead Lowen, looking for his work, her work with Bob Dylan's To Ramona, I suppose, the song you're speaking of. But we have the Flower Cowboys in action there in Dublin. We'll go back there now.
Accepted that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who was stalled. There's a battle outside raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pens. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the time. mothers and fathers throughout the land. And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly fading. Please get out the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will it be fast, and the present now will it be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will it be last. For the times they are changing.
Well done. Siobhan O'Brien there in Dublin.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, live and direct from the Button Factory in Dublin. We're celebrating the 70th birthday of Bob Dylan. Salute him when his birthday comes is the title of the concert going on there. We're going to have to leave it there because it's almost time for us to go. On sound, we had Tom Norton and Pat Hogan, assisted by Dave Buckless. And the concert in Dublin was produced at the Button Factory by Jim Lockhart. Marcus Connaughton produced at this end. The late debate is at 10. I'm going to say ta-ra, but I'm going to leave you with a recorded tribute to Mary Black, from Mary Black to Bob Dylan. So until tomorrow night, good night.
My Bob Dylan song is a song called Ring Them Bells. I've lots of reasons for choosing this song. Ring Them Bells is always a great favourite of mine, and I wanted to record it. But when Joan Baez rang me out of the blue to join her as part of a live recording in the Beacon Theatre in New York, she suggested an Irish song, wanted me to do Carrick Fergus or something like that. And I talked her into us doing Ring Them Bells, which of course she was up for, really. You know, she wanted something Irish, but then she went along with it. And it was just an amazing experience, an incredible song. Incredibly poetic. I don't know, it just seemed to kind of touch my heart, and I don't actually understand it exactly. I'd need to ask Bob himself what he was writing about, but it did. It moves me so much to sing the words, and it's often like many songs, you don't have to have the total understanding of it for it to move you. It has a kind of a spiritual connotation.